So we're holding today Rosh Chodesh on that Pe'am and Aleph with the two dots. So yesterday we went through the Maamar of Rabbi Yochanan. It didn't seem to make any sense what he was saying, that it makes an Akamina, Mifnei Kapora, Liyachar Kapora. I mean, what case was it talking about? The Gemara wanted to know. If it's talking about Chilufei Teda, that's the Perish in the Brisa. We need to know. Obviously, if it's there before he got the kaparas, it says in the price, whichever one you bring, that's the one that requires the law. If it's talking about the Tedas Nadova, if you're going to bring extra ones, so then Gesundheit, bring, but every one that you bring is a gift, so bring a lesson with it. It's a separate Tedas. The Gemara came out that it's talking about a Vlad of the Tedas Cheva. And Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush was that Adam is mischaper with Sheba Chagdash, and that even though it's a Vlad, it's the equivalent of Chilufi, that you have your choice, you can bring the Vlad also, and it's considered to be a Taita. So we said that Abaye discovered this pshat in Rabbi Yochanan on his own, outside of we went through Rav Amram's process. You know, Abaye reached the same conclusion, and today we're up to Yitzbanami. Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Om Rav Yochanan, Chilufei Teda Nidava. Another maimer that follows the same idea is that Rav Yochanan is quoted as saying like this: if you have Chilufei Teda Nidava, so then, as we said ourselves, and here Rav Yochanan says it himself, we figured out, but Rav Yochanan says it beferish, that if it's Chilufei Teda Nidava, so in other words, it had been lost, and I was mafresh another one, and now I have both of them, and each one, it was only in a dove, it wasn't in nether, so it wasn't in chayla. So then it doesn't make any nafkamina, because whether it's mifnei kapora or achar kapora, since I wasn't mechuyev to bring another one, if I'm setting another one aside, it's basically an additional teira. So then each one of them will be tona. Why? Because it's marva potato soup. He just wants to give a gift, gives him to eat, but let him bring the proper lechem.
What did we say kapora means after kapora?
Yeah. When we, after the zrika, the dam, and the karva.
No,
it's all that's all that it means. Yeah, we call Zvigastan. If you're talking about a Vlad of a Tedas Nidava, so Vlad of a Tedas Nidava, Ben Lithnekapar, Ben Lachapar, Aimton Lacha. Because it's Meitzer Teda, and Meitzer Teda, we learned the first before, Imal HaTeda, only on the Teda itself, not on Meitzer Teda, you don't bring less than a Meitzer Teda. So then, if we're talking about the Vlad of HaTeidah, it's Chovah, then it makes an Afkamina Lifnei Kapora Tu'unin Lachem, because then you're being Mischaper with it, since it's a Teidah's Cheva, you've been Yetzi Yonet, if you've been Yetzi Yonet, you have to bring Lachem with it. L'Yachar Kapora, if you Mischaper with another one, so then ain't Tu'unin Lachem. Same idea that we said yesterday, except this time Rabbi Yochanan himself is quoted by Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef for saying this Pshat himself. Omar Shmuel points out a very interesting thing, that kol shebechatas mesa b'teida ein tu'una lecha, kol shebechatas ro'ah b'toda tu'una lecha. Now we know we have the halacha of chomesh chatos mesos. Those chatos mesos have a lot in common with the dinim that we just had about the teida, because we know we have the dinim of the mesa chatas, and we have the dinim of the chatas and eskapur balea ba'keras. That's basically some of the dinim that we're talking about over here. Vlad chatos, tmurat chatos, these are all chatos hamesos. Now, in a case where we had chilufei chatos, and chilufei chatos, where chatos was lost, and there was mark of another chatos for his favor, now we find the other one. So, if you take a look at the dinim, Zayin Shmuel, there is a parallel in that the klal would be like this. If the case would be by the chatos, that it would be included in Nishchenischapur Ba'aleha, so then the Chatas would be Mesa, then the halacha in that case is that the Teda would not require Lecha, because it's not coming as the Mechata. In a case where the Chatas itself isn't Mesa, and it would only be Raya, so that you can use it, it's money, so then the din of the Teda is that it is to an Lecha. To which Rav Amram asks from our Brisa. We said before, Mahu Omer HaTodah Yakriv. And the Braita said, Minayim l'mafrish todato v'avda, v'ifrish acheret achter v'nitzet ha'rishona v'aresh tehen omdot. Minayim she'ezo mehem she'yirtze yakriv v'lakmarim. We said, b'feirish, that if you have a teda that was chimuv feteda because you lost the first one, you bring another one, then you find the first one. That the din is that you bring the either one, and you bring the lechem with that one. How do I know? You might think the other one also requires lechem. Yakri venu is a chad below shnai. Now, and the problem is that in such a case, by karmen chatas, the din would be that it was roya, not that it was mesa. The tznan, hifrish chataso v'avda, v'ifrish acheres takter, now that's this case, nimtzei sarishona, the first chatas was found. Now both of them are embraced in front of you. You are mischaper now, the violin goes in and he uses one of them. He can be mischap with either one, and the shniya should be tamut, divrei rebbe. Chachamim omrim, in chatas meisa, l'shinim tzislach, l'shin mischap rubal. Whereas the chachamim are done rebbe taina. Chatas is only meisa if it was found after already the baalim were mischaper with the other one. But if both of them are in front of him, then it would be, and still alive, it would be braya. Hokkeinim shenis chapru bialim would be roya. Now, Shmuel said, Merkol shebechat is roya, b'teida tu'un olechem. But the bride said, the fairish, that the second teida, which is the equivalent of the chatas that's roya, does not require olechem. So what is Shmuel talking about? The answer is very simple. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. Rebbe holds it in this case, the chatas is nesa. So he's tining, since the law was like Rebbe, that by Chathas it would be Mesa, the Brisa makes perfectly good sense. In the case where Chathas is Mesa, so then indeed the Teda does not require a weapon. And in exactly the same case, where you have the two Tedas, you have the two Chathas, if you select one of the Chathas, according to Rebbe, the other Chathas is Mesa. So if you select one of the Tedas, so then the other one wouldn't need lesson. So it makes perfectly good sense. So Shmuel holds like Rebbe, and Rebbe Shita is that Abuda b'shas hafrosha meisa. As long as at the time that I was mafrish, the other carbon, the first carbon was lost, that's it. It has nothing to do with the kapora. It has to do with the carbon not being available for me at that time to be mafrish. So I don't get it. So according to Rebbe, what would be the case of Raya according to Rebbe? I mean, here, Shmuel is making this whole hakbalah, saying there's a parallel between Teda and Chatas. The only way it worked out was that he should hold like Rebbe. But if Rebbe holds that Abuda b'shas hafrosha is Mesa, so for heaven's sakes, where is the case according to Shmuel that he's talking about that Rebbe would hold that there's a Raya, and in that case, the Teda would require weapon? No, that case would be like Rav Oshia, the Yom Rav Oshia. You set aside l'chatchila two chatos. In case something happens to one of them, I'll have the other one available. So the din is over there. So in that case, you can choose one, and the other one is roya, and it can be nivda. You have to get the move. I don't understand, but that. So then again, it doesn't make sense according to Shmuel. Shmuel said in a case with the other one, by Chatas would be Raya, the Teda would require life. Would yet require life. We said the Feirish, and if you're mafrish two of them, lack rise. So then if you're used one of your Tedas, only that Teda is higher than life. The other one isn't higher than. So again, it doesn't make sense only to the Shmuel. Understand? If Shmuel holds like this in Chatas, then his parallel between Chatas and Teda breaks down. You're right, that's a problem. You know what? The truth is, we'll have to say that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds Chomesh Chatos Mesas. Rabbi Shimon holds the klal is Chomesh Chatos Mesas. There are no Chatos that are not Mesas.
So in other words, any case of blood chatas, tumura chatas, chata shemetu bala, chata shenitzapu bala, chata sheyavra shenatsa, there is not a single case in any of those chatos where the second one will be raya. In which case, all of the above cases of Gabi Tzeda will not require a lecha. Because the case of where we have Tzeda that was Rupa Shalach Rayas is the equivalent of a Chata Shenitzchapru Balei Abahakar, even though it was Lach Rayas, according to Rabbi Shimon. I have one question. Were you Mitzchapru with the other Chatas? Yes. And please stop getting technical on me. This other Chatas dies. Because you were Mitzchapru Balei. I don't care whether you set it aside for Rayas, whether it had been lost, whether it doesn't matter in the least. The klal is the chata shenitzchapru balei abahakar is meisa. So we have three levels in this. We have the Rav Osher's approach in Rebbe, that that which determines whether a chata is meisa is whether it was avuda b'shat hakrosh. But certainly if you said something in hakrosh, it won't be meisa, even if you're nitzchapru balei. We have the Rabbanan who argue on Rebbe, who say, no, even if it was avuda b'shat hakrosh, all that matters is that at the time that you're bringing the carbon chatas, and you were zayrik to dam, you were nischaper, that at that point, if you then find the other one, then it's mesa. Whereas this, the Rebbe Shimon says, it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with being lost. It has nothing to do with having an option to have brought the other one. Bottom line is, in any case where you have two chatos, whether you had the option, you didn't have the option, whether it was at the time that you were mafreshed, whether it was lost at the time that you were nischaper b'acher, it's irrelevant. The chatas that remains is mesa, because the violin now is not shayach to carbon chatas. He was already in his chatas. So, of course, the problem is, if that's the case, then Shmuel is making a parallel to something that doesn't exist. Shmuel is saying, well, wherever by chatas it's roya, of course it's also the case, but wherever by chatas it's roya, so then by the carbon tender it requires lesson. So there's no such case. So what does he mean? So that, therefore, what we're saying is, he also got Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Shimon left away. That he doesn't have any case at all. That's like, well, there is no such case. You're right. You misunderstood. Shmuel was not trying to do it to say a parallel of two possibilities. Shmuel was simply saying, look, man, there's only one din. Chodakonah. Period. So then what's he trying to tell us? What's the Kiddush? So my Kamashvam, isn't that the cases that we had before? No, all he wants to tell us is that Rabbi Yochanan's case does not exist. In other words, the case of a Vlad Chatas. Rabbi Yochanan signed it at a Vlad Tzeda, Adam is Mischaper B'Shevach Egbet, and if he brings a Vlad, he will bring lechem. Comes along Shmuel and says, excuse me? If by chatas it's mesa, and that's the din of lot chatas, but it's mesa, then there is no such thing as a teda with lechem. And therefore, he's saying with Yochanan, that's not true. There is no din of other mischaper b'shevach egbet. Kamash run delon. That was the whole point of Shmuel. He was just saying it in a very nice way. And of course, he's also saying it in a very profound way, because he's pointing out that the relationship of vlad should be learned out from the concept of chatas. It can never take the place of the carbon if it's a vlad. It's just shevach. You don't have a choice to go bring the vlad now as your own carbon. Good? Very nice? Is it now clear? Beautiful. Is everybody happy? They're dancing with Blake Hanukkah? Fast. We did such a beautiful job. I thought it was a lovely presentation. Yeah, I'm so proud of myself. Everybody's looking at me. What's this?
Ready to upgrade.
No, it has more to do with for me, anyway, it has more to do with not having seen what these things are in the beginning.
Nah.
Sorry.
When we get to the Sekhas Tzemura, that's when you'll have fun.
Yeah. Well, Hulim becomes a picture.
That's true.
It's a little easier to relate to.
Omraban. Now, let's get into a further question of the relationship of the lechem to the tape. If somebody sets aside an animal and he says, this is my carbon tape, and he sets aside lechem, and he says, and this is my lechem. Now, this is an adab. But there's no akrayas. The person doesn't have akrayas on an adab. So if there was something with this, something would happen to the animal, it's stolen, it's lost, it's not his responsibility. Suppose something happens to the lechem. So in that case, avad halechem nevi lechem achem. You'd have to bring other lechem. Why? Because once you're bringing the animal, you have no choice but to bring the lechem. The lechem comes because of the animal. Marshankin, if the animal itself is lost, since there was no aray alive, there was no neder, there was only aray zot, there was no dova, so there's no animal here. So what do I have to bring lechem for? So if there's no animal, then you don't have to bring it. Another taita, certainly there's no lechem either. My time, what's the swara for this? The lechem, glal taita, then taita, glal lechem, as we saw before, the lechem is coming for the taita, because it says beferish in the pasuk, v'kriv al zebach hatado, in the dike it's early. So he creeps al zevach hatedah. Chaloit means that the chalos are coming agav biglal the Torah. But certainly I can say, well, I've got lechem, so I better bring an animal. That's only something that your wife does when she buys some new shoes. So then she has to buy everything else to match the shoes. But you certainly, about here we don't do it that better. Beyond my world.
You
don't have to be Yaisi a Taita that you made as an adult. You only have to be Yaisi your Neder. A Neder is only to say Arei Alai, but over here you said Arei Zo. It's not your responsibility. That's the Yika difference between an adult and a Neder. You have no responsibility for an adult.
You
set aside an animal, now it's Hegish's problem. Something happens to the animal, so poor Hegish lost an animal. What's it your problem?
She will bring the Torah for
me. Ah, that's what I was waiting for. This is what I was waiting
for. Here is the problem.
Well, this is a shayla. Here we have a big machlokas we're showing you. I mean, if you want to take. Rashi suggests, all along I have explained, Tedas Cheva as meaning a geisa harayolai. So his Cheva is his matter. And Tedas Nadava means he's got a reason. So he has no father to match his. However, there's another pshat that Rashi brings as a possibility that a teda scheva means somebody who's bringing a teda on one of the arbat or himlahadot. So he went on a ship voyage overseas. So he has a scheva to bring a teda. Now, Tosfos argues very strenuously on this, and there's lots and lots of discussions, and really a chiyuv. To bring a Taita, it seems clear from all over. Okay, I mean, really, the Brisa says that every time it says Ve'im in the Parsha of Taita, it's all voluntary. It's all in the door of Ve'im, I'll take that. It's up to you. It's on the Pshat. The Taita is saying what a person should feel thankful about. But to say that it's a Chiyuv to bring a carbon, there's no such thing as a Chiyuv to bring a carbon Taita.
So Chiyuv to say thank you. You should.
You might not say thank you. I mean, but again, to bring it on carbon for it, it's up to you. It's a recommendation. It's not an absolute chayv. So, you know, it's like yishtadu, yishtadu yimatzibur. So, there's a lot of discussion among the Achrayim, essentially, about how seriously to take the rat in terms of fear. Be a right? What exactly would it be? I mean, we dashed them based on Sukkim and Tehillim. With the Yodel Hashem Kasto, with the Farish B'yam, the one who went to the Yanisurian, and so on. Okay, so if, for Sabbath, if that's the issue over here, the guy had Mamma Shafir, fine, so that's another problem, because we're not talking about the technicality
of
his Tehillim, but. not if it means literally that we die from a fee of Taita. Okay, but again, it's very difficult to believe. I mean, taking everything into consideration, that there's such a thing as a Taita's Faitha, in that sense.
Not for me, I'm going because of goyim, but what is tchiyah versus now because it's karsank.
No, tchiyah, I mean, they're already, it would certainly be a tchiyah drabonon.
Because goyim.
Yeah, that's for sure only a drabonon.
But in terms of karsank, it's a good for the tchiyah.
Yes, but it only corresponds because of Rabbanan pattern, the Tikkun Rabbanan. The Omar Rabba, the next case, is Hiprish Ma'ot Otodato. Somebody sets aside now money for his Korban Taita. And he ends up with extra money, it didn't cost him as much as he thought. The price of the animals went down, and he was able to get a beautiful animal for less. So he's got extra money. He can use that extra money to buy the Lachem for the Lachem Taita. So maybe then lachem. But if he set aside money for the lachem, the lachmi teda v'nitaisum, he has money left over from the lachem, ein meidin dan teda. He can't use the money for lachem to buy the carbon itself, my time. So what's the svaro here? Ilena nishum derakana, yom rakana minayin the lachmi teda shenikru teda, shem vikriv al zevakatoda chalot matzot. Is it because of Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana said, if you look at the post, you read the post like this, the kriva zevach ha-tzeidah chalois. So the chalois are also teida. Ha-tzeidah chalois. So then you're making an equivalency between the teida and the chalois, so why doesn't it go in the other direction also? So then, yopi yipchanami, why, if you have left over, can't you buy the teida, the chalois, or this part of the teida? No, that's because the lechem is called the teida. The teida is not called the lechem, it's not an equivalency. The fact that we see the lechem as a teda. So that also makes sense.
The same level of kedusha, there won't be money. Mars and Asher, there's no problem of going up and down level of kedusha. It's still Mars.
It's the same kedusha.
Yeah. There's no problem like that.
The Omar Rabba, Yifrish Torah Tova Avda. You were mapping a carbon teda. No, so you got once. You went out and ahead because our Yifrish Tachar is Tachar. The Avda. Now this one also got once. Because Avi Frish Akhar Staktea, and now you went ahead and you were Mafish, yet a third one. And now you find the first two, Meninsis or Rishona. Both of Rishonos are found. Now you have a situation which Shloshtan are on both, all three are in front of you. So now the question is like this. We said before that in such a case, you can choose whichever one you want. That one is the one that becomes your Teda, you bring the Chalais. The others are considered to be chilufei teida. Now, the question over here is chilufei teida, is that where I have a direct chiluf? Because over here when I took the third one was actually a chiluf for the chiluf. So, I mean, over there already I'm thinking, you know what, I'll just bring another one back with it. I mean, so in that sense, the chiluf no longer is really a chiluf for the original teida. You figure, okay, I'll find one of them, but you know what? Just in case. So we'll bring another Taita. I mean, if that's really your thinking, so I'll bring another Taita, then of course you're barred by the Taita, so you have to bring a lechem on that one too. So here the question is, if you're going to say that, it would depend on which one you chose to bring in the end. Because then, if Taina's Rava like this, if you chose the first one to be Nischaper with, so then the second one was definitely a chiluf. The second one doesn't require lechem. But the third one, that wasn't really a chiluf for the first one. So if the Torah says, Dafka ha teda, but not the chiluf teda. This isn't really the chiluf teda. The second one was the chiluf teda. This third one is a separate teda, and I should bring your chalais for the third one too. So the shlish is tuna lechem. Suppose I do it the other way around. I'm the schaper with the third one. Okay, so then, the third one and the second one are interrelated. Because the third one was a chiluf for the second one. So the second one now becomes a chiluf. It doesn't require lechem. But the first one, which is unrelated to the third one, does require lechem. So in that case, shniya inatuna lechem, rishena tuna lechem. But if I went ahead and I was miskapa with the middle one, now the middle one relates to both, because the middle one was the chalifin for the first one. And the third one was chalifin for the middle one. And the chalifin don't require lechem. So in that case, only the middle one takes the lechem, and shtehen, the first one, and the third one, enter when they slept. Whereas Abaye says, come on, what's the difference? I feel this chapa b'achas, then any one that you choose, Bottom line is, how did you get into this mess? Because you originally were chayav a korban, and you set aside other ones to take the place. So what do I care how many down the line you set aside? The point is, you were worried about being able to bring a korban that you thought you were chayav for. So it's all chivusim for one another. They're all interrelated. I don't care which one you bring. Anyone that you bring, the remaining ones, into unot zlat. Because chulu chalib and nadanim, you know, they're all interrelated. They're coming basically for the same sibah. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira says, you know, you have the same situation here, lagabe, the question of chatos hamesos. Let's say, your makrish a chatos. The chatos is lost. You then go ahead and your makrish another one. Then that one gets lost. Now your makrish a third one. And now you find the first two, the nimsa rishonot. So now you've got a case where you've got three chatos in front of you. And you have not yet been mischaper. You could choose whichever one you want to be mischaper. Now, if you choose the first one to be mischaper, mischaper brishona, so then the second one is the one that was rejected as a chatos shemischaper balei abacher, and that one is indeed mesa, and that's the chatos hamesa. But the shlishit is not really the case of the chilut chatos where the mischaper balei abacher, and the shlishit should be teira, and you'll tighten it when it gets a move. Mischaper the shlishit. Now, if you chose the third one to be mischaper, so again, the shlishit was coming in lieu of the second one. So the second one relates to it, and it's the one that has the barlin that was mischaper be'acheres. So the shniya tamud. But the rishona wasn't related to the shlishit, so the rishona teira'et. You can wait till it gets tamud. But mischaper be'emsa'it, shtei'en yamutu, because both of them were related to the middle one. And each of the first and the last, are now a chatas in which the bialim chose another one to be mitzchaper. And here too, a bias and nach. What's the difference? They're all basically chalifin for one another. Whichever one you chose is mat for the other ones, no matter how many, to be. Even the first, if you chose the third, doesn't make any difference. A feeling is chaper b'achasman, any one of them, the other two are yamutu, because kulu chalifin da'ada dininu. Now, I understand. I mean, why not? What do you say, b'chein le'inyin chatos? I mean, either as far as not as far. I mean, what's the hava mean? Am I b'chein? What's this chiddush that he's telling me? Why would I have thought that for a chatos it doesn't apply? What do you mean, why? Very simple, why? Look, I could easily have said that the whole svara over here is psychological. In other words, when it comes to a teda, maybe the point is not that it's a technical problem in the interrelationship between the third one and the first one, or the first one and the third one. It's a psychological question. The guy had in mind to be Marvin the Pirates. But that's because you can be marba b'chatos. You cannot be marba b'chatos. So when it comes to the chatos, I would think I have no choice to say that all of the chatos are interrelated. How else would a guy can't just go and say, I'm going to bring a carbon chatos? He must be bringing the chatos. I don't care if it's 100,000 line. He's bringing the 100th chatos because he's worried about the chatos that he has to bring. Bashenka, when it comes to a teda, maybe over there he says, you know, if I don't find it, fine. If I find it, what do I care if I bring another teda? So maybe that would be the whole point. So mal the teda I might think awesome when nikolam emamar, but petodotu. Over there I could say that it doesn't have the relationship to the first one, the third one, or vice versa, because he has in mind always to be marba b'tedas. Bashenka, when it comes to a chata, so nikolam emamar b'chatos. What am I going to say? The guy had in mind, well, I'll just bring another chatos. So there, aim alone, maybe ain al chinami. The din would be that the third one would also be chatos amesos. Gamashon, therefore, now Rava is coming to tell me that the problem over here is not a simple psychological problem. It's a problem in how to define the nature of chalifing. This is not considered to be chiluf because it's not a chiluf directly for the makar of the chiluf. Fine. Tell me, Rabbi Shmuel.
You can't convert the Shpeir Chatos to a Toilet?
No, absolutely not. Can't convert? You said to compare it.
Convert it?
No, of course you can't convert it.
Since the Gongi Chatos, I have a Shpeir Korban.
No, of course not. No. Tani Rabbi Yechiya. Todashinit arva v'tumurata. Now, what do we do? We have, guy had a taiva. He made a tumuras taiva. He now has two animals. He can't figure out which one was the tumura, which one was the taiva. Now, the problem is that only one of them requires the lechem.
He made a
tumura? Beisir. The din is, tumuras taiva is kara, but no lechem.
Why do you make it work if it has both? He
had both in front of him. What both? He started off with a carbon tape. Now he tried to make a tamura. He thought he could be machalo one on another of behemoth.
Even though the other one was in front of him?
Yeah. Oh. Like every tamura. Whatever happened, either he did it for Yitzhak, he knew it was up, or he thought he could switch it, he wanted to switch it for nice, or wanted to work, or whatever it is. So now he's got two animals. One is a tamura, one is a tater. Fine, so under normal circumstances, what's the problem? You bring the taita, and you bring the lechem with the taita, and then you bring the tamura without lechem, because we learned out from a pasuk, there's no lechem and a tamura. The problem over here is that one of them dies, and he doesn't know which one was which. So now, he can't bring the other one, because if he brings it as a taita, it's going to require lechem. Maybe it's not a taita, and it's a tamura. And a tamura you can't bring the lechem. What's he doing with lechem? Bringing lechem into the base of Mikdash. And on the other hand, he can't bring it as the tamura, because if it's a taita, it has to have lechem. No, he can't bring it without lechem. So in that case, chaveta in la takana. He has nothing to do with it. Because echinavi, what's he supposed to do? Not with lechem ba'ada. Should he go ahead and bring lechem? Deal the tamura. Maybe it's a tumura, you can't bring lakha with a tumura. Lo nakriv lakha, no, that's what you do, not bring lakha. So then, diyoma taita, and maybe it's a taita, and he's chayav to bring lakha. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, what's the big problem? I don't understand, echidame, what's the case over here? Idioma alai, if the guy had made a net, lakatkiyu, okay? So then he has to bring a carbon for that net. So why can't he simply bring another behemoth, okay? And say like this. Lo Sagi said, well, he's got a problem. The Lo Maitre de Machmina. Can't he bring another animal? Take the lechem, and he should say, look, he has the kaima tmurahim. If the thing that's here is a tmura, and the original taita died, okay, so I'm chayef to bring another taita. Fine. This new animal is my taita, and here is the lechem with my taita. And let's bring it. Now we'll bring this other one as a tamura. On the other hand, he has the kind of todaihi, if the one that is still alive is my carbon taita. Now, I am very concerned. What if something happens to it? I want to set aside akrayas. Am I allowed to set aside akrayas? Yes. We said if you want to, you could say, look, you know, if something happens to this animal, this will be the akrayas for it. What's the din over there? That the second animal doesn't have a chiyuv of lechem. Hot say does, not a chiyuv.
But it's not a tumura.
Chas v'sholom. It's a chiyuv. A tumura is where somebody, a tumura is a chiyuv of malchus. So this is a diraisa. A tumura is where you try to be mechalal an animal on another.